I do think one of the interesting things that has been raised by the whole thing that happened to me, in which that story tries a little bit to discuss, is what is the limit of a tolerant society? In the story, of course, it becomes a satire about capitalism. They say anyone's money is as good as anyone else's, and if people have the top bid and want to buy these things to burn them, then that's fair enough. Well, I think, you know, I guess the author's view is that that might not be fair enough, but I'm biased.
Well, I think your story, too, is in a way a satire about the limits of multiculturalism.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think that's true. There's a passage in there somewhere about rage, but how it seems that rage has become, if you like, a new value. If you can lay claim to a certain degree of rage, it seems to entitle almost any sort of bad behavior. And the more rage you can claim to feel, the worse you're allowed to behave. This is a new phenomenon, really. The idea of anger as being self-justifying, but it is, I think, something thrown up by the multiculturalist issue.
What are your latest feelings about the support or lack of support you've gotten from the Islamic intellectual community?
The Islamic intellectual community, I must say, has came out quite strongly a year or so ago, and there was a book which I think has been published in the States, in which 100 or so leading intellectuals from the Muslim world spoke up on my behalf, and that was very important, I think, because it exploded the Islamist myth that this is in some way a West versus East struggle. I mean, it went to show that there's plenty of voices in the East who feel as I do, and perhaps what prevented them speaking up before is that people were trying to scare them.
Oh, I want to get back to the idea of the limits of multiculturalism. Do you feel that some people who might otherwise speak out against any kind of death sentence that's put on a writer's head have been reluctant to do so because they feel they can't pass judgment on another culture or another religion?
Well, I think perhaps of all the many stupidities around this issue, that's probably been one of the most stupid. And the idea that to object to the murder of somebody for writing a book is somehow culturally specific as an objection, and there must be other cultures in which it's fine to kill people for writing books. It seems to me that's multiculturalism gone mad. There has been little of that. There has been little of that. And I hope that that kind of attitude is dying away at the moment, because the obvious fact is that free speech is not of value specific to Western culture. It's specific to all cultures, and there are many people fighting on behalf of that value in Islamic countries, in the East generally, in the Third World generally, and having to fight against it in a way that's much more real than anyone in the United States, because quite often their safety is at issue in a way that it's not in the West. So then to demean them by saying, well, actually, it's not your culture, seems to me to heap insult on injury.
The sixth anniversary of the fatwa is coming up February 14th. It's just a couple of weeks away. Is there any new hope on the horizon or any changes in strategy that you have planned?
As far as political hope, I mean, no, I think genuinely I don't think there is. I don't think anybody's doing very much about it. I myself have really reached the point of what one can only call boredom with the fatwa. I mean, I'm trying more and more to lead as much of an ordinary writer's life as I possibly can, and as far as possible to ignore the thing. Obviously, it's not possible to really ignore it completely, but as far as I can, I am. And I think one of the things that's important for me, having a book of stories out, is that for a change, there's a way in which I can speak again as a writer instead of as this kind of political hot potato. And in addition to the stories, of course, I've just literally just finished a novel, so there's that's just gone into the publishers, and I think the best thing I can do is to go on being the writer I've always been. You know, the best way of answering any attempt at censorship is simply not to be censored and to proceed. And I think a thing that I do feel take some pride in is that I have continued, and I am continuing as a writer, and increasingly my interest is to do my work.